Czechia in English and other variants of Česko in other languages has taken a big step forward towards becoming the shorthand name for the Czech Republic at official meetings and international sporting events in the future. But not everyone welcomes the hotly debated move, as Chris Johnstone reports.
So-called top constitutional officials, basically the President, Prime Minister, leaders of the two Houses of Parliament and Ministers of Defence and Foreign Affairs, gave their backing to the formulation on Thursday night. In English, the shortened name would be Czechia, in French, La Tchéquie, and similar shortened forms would follow in other main languages. President Miloš Zeman's support was far from a surprise. He already created something of a shock when, during an official visit to Israel in 2013, he voiced support for the use of Czechia.
I use the term Czechia because it's shorter and not so cold like the term Czech Republic.
But although top officials appear to be reading from the same page and all saying Czechia, a battle over the shortened name for the Czech Republic, or even if such a name needs to be adopted, appears to be brewing. The Czechia proposal must still go to the government and will win sufficient support there, and there are already signs that the favoured option sticks in the mouths of some ministers. One of the most outspoken early opponents of Czechia in all its forms has been the Minister for Regional Development, Karla Šlechtová. In short but uncompromising language on her Twitter account, the minister said she didn't agree with the name Czechia and is worried the country will be confused with Chechnya. The minister added that the logo, Czech Republic, had been bought at the cost of £1 billion and she intends to fight. Chechnya is the troubled oil-rich Russian province in the North Caucasus, known for a series of wars of independence against Moscow. Terrorist attacks such as the Boston Marathon bombings have already created confusion with the Czech Republic in the past. The views of the non-party minister appear to be shared by ANO leader Andrej Babiš, the head of the party which nominated Šlechtová to her post.
Není to dobrý nápad určitě. Já myslím, že nás všude znají jako Českou republiku, respektive ještě někdo.
It's certainly not a good idea. I think that we are known as the Czech Republic, though for some further away, it's still rather often Czechoslovakia, in spite of the fact that we are now the Czech Republic.
Daleko od nás spíš jako Czechoslovakia a jsme Czech Republic.
On the opposition side of the political fence, Top 09 leader Miroslav Kalousek says he can live with the Czech name, but leading members of the centre-right Civic Democrats say they are opposed. And leading Moravians have also spoken against a name that appears to emphasise the bohemian half of the country. Foreign Minister Lubomir Zaorálek says his mission is a simple one, to sell the Czech Republic, and the shortened name is simply part of that package.
Mluvíme-li o dobrém jménu, aby nebylo pochyb, jak to jméno přesně zní, třeba i...
When we are talking about the good name of the country, there shouldn't be any doubts about what the precise name should be, for example, in foreign languages. That is what we are dealing with, and I hope the government will confirm the name so we can submit it.
To podání, které učiníme, a já předpokládám, že to vláda potvrdí a budeme to moci poslat.
The submission of the shortened name should be made to the United Nations, and the process there could in theory be wrapped up within a few months.